walking a fine line on regime change. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The last thing I want to do is engage in a land war or a nuclear war with Russia.
President Biden insisting Monday he was not calling for the ouster of Russia's President Vladimir Putin when he said near the tail end of his European trip, this man cannot remain in power.
The last part of the speech was talking to the Russian people, telling them what we thought. And I was communicating this to not only the Russian people, but the whole world. This is just stating a simple fact that this kind of behavior is totally unacceptable.
President said his comments were not policy, but a reflection of his own personal moral outrage. Meanwhile, there are reports the Kremlin is sending soldiers for hire into Ukraine.
According to British intelligence, Russia is deploying its private military firm to eastern Ukraine. The UK says the Wagner Group is expected to send more than 1,000 mercenaries, including its senior leaders, to undertake combat operations. The group, reputed to be close to President Vladimir Putin, is already suspected of abuses in Mali, Libya, and Syria.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. Actor Will Smith has posted an online apology to comedian Chris Rock.
Nearly 24 hours after slapping comedian Chris Rock on the stage of the Academy Awards, actor Will Smith apologized, saying his actions were unacceptable and inexcusable. In the Instagram post, Smith says he reacted emotionally to a joke about his wife Jada's medical condition. In addition to apologizing to Rock, Smith apologized to the Academy, producers of the show, and everyone attending or watching. Saying he's a work in progress, the newly minted Academy Award winner says he regrets his behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us.
Fox's Rich Dennison. Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 95 points, NASDAQ up 185, the S&P 500 closed 32 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration Monday unveiling its proposed budget for the next fiscal year.
The White House budget proposal calls for increased spending on police, education, and public health, all while cutting deficits.
For most Americans, the last few years were very hard, stretching them to the breaking point. But billionaires and large corporations got richer than ever.
President Biden's plan would establish a 20% minimum tax on households worth $100 million or more, increase the top individual tax rate and the corporate tax rate.
Now, I'm a capitalist, but if you make $1 billion, great. Just pay your fair share.
The president has pledged no tax hikes on people earning less than $400,000 a year. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Democrat-controlled House Select Committee investigating the events of January 6th, 2021 at the Capitol, voting unanimously to seek contempt of Congress charges against former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. Both had defied congressional subpoenas for their testimony, claiming executive privilege. Committee Chairman Representative Benny Thompson.
Executive privilege doesn't belong to just any White House official. It belongs to the president. Here, President Biden has been clear that executive privilege does not prevent cooperation with the select committee.
The full House would have to vote to send the recommendation for charges to the Justice Department. Judges in North Carolina have struck down a state law that prohibits convicted felons from registering to vote while they're still serving probation or parole. While appeals are possible, Monday's ruling ultimately could allow tens of thousands of additional people to register to vote in North Carolina. The Final Four is set in the women's NCAA basketball tournament as Louisville beats Michigan 62-50, joining South Carolina, Stanford, Stanford and UConn in the semifinals. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.